dis Vrydag, dit beteken dit is tyd vir Stoopie se Bioskoopie. En as jy nog nie weet nie, daar is 'n fantastiese kuierkyk dokumentêre reeks beskikbaar op Showmax met die naam Tracking Tabu Bester. Nou ek gesels vandag met Nikki Cominos en weens die hangende hofsaak gaan ons nie oor enige van die regsaak of enigiets gesels nie. Ons gaan slegs praat oor hierdie fantastiese dokumentêre reeks. Nikki, welcome to Lekker FM.
Thank you for having me.
So, why did you guys decide to make a documentary series about this guy called Tabu Bester?
I think like the rest of South Africa, we were quite captured by this story in the beginning. It's got such a crazy hook to it. It's almost unbelievable. But then as we started to read more and more about it and do more and more research, we realized that this story actually has so many more tentacles that reach into different parts of South African society.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I mean, he is such a colorful character. What do you think makes him this colorful character?
It really does seem like he has like a huge ability to take risks in a way that I guess normal people don't do. He just is able to do these really crazy acts without thinking too much about it. Even to imagine escaping from prison, I don't think most people would do that. So yeah, he seems to, I don't know, I'm not a psychologist, but I don't know if that is a psychopathic trait that you're able to do these kind of things without really thinking about the repercussions.
I always say I'm an armchair psychologist, so that, it counts.
Yes.
Well, in our armchair psychology, do you think he does tend to show, and I'm going to be very careful to say this, but he tends to show some signs of narcissism. Do you think he's enjoying this attention that he's getting in the media, and especially now that there's a whole four-part documentary about him?
I do think that there is an element of that. All of his acts, you can see, are quite flashy, the way that he's always been, you know, pretending to be a big media mogul. Even the way that he behaves in court, I think there is some sort of sense of thrill that he gets from this mismaking around him. But, you know, with the documentary, we also tried to break that apart and to show that this is a mirage. This is a myth that he's created around himself, that he isn't a media mogul. He isn't this impressive guy. He's a convicted murderer and rapist, actually.
Yeah, that's true. And in the process of doing all the research that you did, how long did it take to compile this whole documentary series?
We did this in really a very quick turnaround, and the whole team worked incredibly hard, long days, long nights. So, I mean, I think the first article that I read was on the 20th of January, where that ground up really started digging into the story. So that was, you know, about a year ago, but yeah. We were also working on other projects at the same time. So it was incredibly fast turnaround.
I have to say, I was, like, because when I saw it coming out, I was like, but this happened like just the other day. How is there a documentary about this guy already? Was there things that you learned in the research process that maybe wasn't shared widely in the media or that is not well known about him, but that you discovered while you were doing all this research?
Yes, I think so. I mean, they had mentioned that Cabo Vestas didn't have an ID, but then when you start really getting to the nitty-gritty and you think, how can somebody be born, they aren't registered, they go to school, they aren't registered, they're arrested, and they aren't registered. You know, those kinds of things, those, when you started looking at the forensic details, it started showing a lot of sort of issues in our society, problems with correctional services, problems with the Department of Home Affairs. So those kind of details were becoming quite apparent during the research.
I mean, I can only imagine. And I think it shows, like you said, the flaws in the system, and you're so aware of it all of a sudden. So for the people that didn't hear me saying at the top of the show, where can people watch this, and why do you think people need to watch this documentary?
Well, all four episodes are on Showmax, so you can watch them whenever you like. And what I think is important about the series is that not only does it kind of break apart the myth around Thabo Bester, as I mentioned, that I think is important. But it also, I hope that it can give people some red flags about how to not fall for these kind of scammers. You know, with the internet, people can really be tricked, mm-hmm. and it's not always easy to see the red flags. So I think maybe the documentary can help with that. And then I also hope that the documentary can show people the real victims, the real victim survivors who were hurt by Thabo Bester's actions, so that we don't only see the glitz and the glamour, we really see the damage that he did.
No, absolutely. And as someone that really enjoys documentaries, there's so many things that I saw in this documentary that I've seen on The Tinder Swindler, which is on Netflix, of course. And it was interesting to think like, but I'm pretty sure Thabo was the original Tinder Swindler, except he wasn't using Tinder. He was literally using everything that he could.
So, absolutely.
Nikki, is there anything else that you are working on currently that we can look forward to in the coming months? That you can share.
That is the thing. Hey, we always have to be so secretive. But yes, I'm working on another story with Idea Candy that viewers can look forward to, because everything that Idea Candy does is always wonderful.
I absolutely agree with that. And then where can people follow you guys on social media to be on the lookout for anything new that's coming their way?
So Idea Candy does have a an Instagram account that people can look out for. And otherwise, Showmax is also very good at publicizing everything. So keep your eyes peeled on social media.
Well, Nikki, thank you so much for spending time with us today. If you haven't done so already, the perfect series to binge this Easter is definitely Tracking Thabo Bester. You can watch all four episodes on Showmax.